Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today. I hear him chat to the noise, move too quick, can't stop for the talking. I hear him chat with the boys, man so tough but man's keep walking. By the way,
great.
Levels are great. That's why I wasn't facing
your merch. I was wondering why you had your back to me, you rude prick.
This is why I have a brand new t-shirt that's coming out. I love it.
Who is the artist behind this masterpiece?
Don't know, but
bravo.
It was my masterpiece in me head. And peace in the Middle East, the first peace in the Middle East.
That's Saddam.
Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden. There's a big explosion coming out. This is going to be released shortly. Now, can anyone guess the date that it's being released?
Oh, no. It's not going to be September 11th.
Yeah, September 11th.
Three of the most evil minds to ever cross the planet. Boys, cheers.
Cheers.
I missed you. I wasn't here last week.
It's good to be back, bro.
It's good to be back. Great start. That's some unreal merchandise. Welcome to the show.
Great to be back. Great to be back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Councilman Hour podcast. My name's Isaac Butterfield. I'm here with the great Bluey Nielsen. How you doing, Blue?
Good, mate.
Mate, we've had some struggles on this podcast.
The most unprofessional shit I've ever... Sorry, go on.
I hate to point the finger.
Fucking point it.
But the finger's going squarely to my left and your right.
And
producer Lordy.
You know what, Isaac? He was gloating.
Wasn't he?
Well, when I swanned in here and
I wasn't even here.
We obviously let ourselves into your house before we start the show.
Thank you.
Make ourselves very much at home. Lordy's setup is normally resembles a rat's nest.
Mm.
There's wires and empty meth packets and
it's a brothel.
It looks like complete dog shit. Today we've come in, it looks unreal. He's tidied up. He's had a bit of pride in his workspace and just forgotten to do his fucking job.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was looking great. The video was coming through, was streaming live to Patreon. The Patreon members were in there. They were pumped. We had the countdown going. And then we get in and you got to hear the great intro that we had.
It was great. Pumped.
We're talking about this great t-shirt that's on sale September 11th.
That's fucked, right? That's so fucked.
And there's no audio.
Sorry, everyone at Patreon.
So sorry, Patreon people. I'll make it up to you. We'll do an extra special sealed section. We'll tee off on something. But I do believe, now I have heard it from above in my ear right now, that producer Lordy may have his microphone connected. What do you mean? How don't you? It's right next to you.
I can see it.
Talking to it.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Producer Lordy's got his mic.
This is the most unprofessional shit.
So you can, what have you got to say for yourself?
I work with blokes who turn up to work high on, well, I do. Lordy turns up to work
high
on
amphetamines. Hiring policy. Don't you own the company?
Yeah, but like, I don't want them to do it, but they do it.
Yeah, fair enough.
And this is still the most unprofessional shit I've ever seen.
What do you got to say for yourself?
It worked yesterday. I'm sorry.
It worked for the other podcast.
Jesus Christ.
How are you, mate?
Oh.
You look stressed, and this doesn't seem like it's helping.
No, I was in a good mood. Your blood pressure was low, very low. And now it's through the roof. No, it's good. It doesn't matter because I am going on my honeymoon in a few hours. I'm going to Hawaii.
You're gone.
When you're listening to this, I am sitting back on the beach sipping Mai Tais. I've got someone to look after the dogs, to mind the house. It's all happening.
You'll be sunning your Morton in Hawaii. Oh,
my cock will be out. You hear this? That's not my cock.
That's your wallet.
That's your wallet.
That's your wallet hitting the floor.
Here's mine.
That's the mort. I'm very jealous. We won't say exactly where, but whereabouts in Hawaii are you going?
Oahu.
Patreon.
Oahu.
Let's name the resort on Patreon.
There's a couple. We're actually going to the Disney resort there.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's called Alani. And
I believe that's Hawaiian for getting hammered drunk every day.
Well,
It's a wine for fucking $1,500 a night.
I think that's what it is.
Hawaiian for rorting dogs.
Man, I think I've spoken about this before, but Disney is the best money-making scheme of all time.
Yeah.
You walk into Disneyland and, you know, okay, sure, it's like $150, $160 to get in there, whatever. You can spend extra to buy like fast passes to get on rides and shit. I didn't do that. Tight ass.
Tight.
But also,
Isaac, two coats.
Also, it's like two coats.
Two coats of paint. That's how tight you are. Right.
Well, my house actually has two coats of paint because the people we bought through went, nah, you don't need three.
Three? You don't want to spend that extra money on the third coat.
Third coat. What are you, gay?
All these gay blokes with their three coats of paint.
That's such a gay man thing to do. Fucking do a job properly. So we're over in Hawaii and yeah, in Disneyland, there's shops everywhere. You just spend money, you got a bit of white stuff in your nose. What's going on there?
Go on.
Yeah, you just spend.
It's a joke, everyone.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
Isaac's lovely neighbors brought him some biscuits over before.
Oh, and weren't they delicious?
They were covered in powdered sugar. And I said, wouldn't it be funny if I put a bit on my nose and see if anyone notices? It's not cocaine. That comes later.
Yeah.
Comes in the Patreon.
We don't play for the Newcastle Knights. We can't afford cocaine. What about that? What about the Pong Daddy?
Get on to that.
All right, we'll get on to that. Okay, we'll get on to that.
Hawaii, Disney. Walt Disney was a Nazi, apparently.
Yeah, great guy. Big fan of the channel.
That's why you love it so much.
Walt's not the best. He's not the worst.
It's pronounced Walt.
Walt Disney. So we're going there. It should be very good. But yeah, Disneyland is a fucking rort. But they charge through the nose. And how's this? You have to fucking book the bloody restaurants at the fucking Disneyland resort.
That's so annoying.
2 weeks before.
That's torture. Imagine you're saying it's expensive now. It's just going to be you and Dixon. Imagine if you had a family of like five.
People must just save up.
Must bleed you dry.
They must save up so much cash, probably get a loan.
Yeah.
Well, people get loans for everything.
Yeah, tick it up.
Engagement ring.
Yeah.
You'll be getting a loan out for that soon.
Yeah, probably.
But nothing, there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying it's fucking expensive. And then a wedding, loans. Like, how do you buy a house, an engagement ring, a wedding, and then a honeymoon?
Are you bragging about because you've just
I've just done all that.
I'm talking about the average peasant.
How does your average low socioeconomic scab buy my merch?
That's one of your best. That's honestly one of your best.
Thank you.
That's wild. That's so wild.
I'm sure it'll go down very well.
Well, it'll go really well.
It'll go down like the Tower 7.
Yeah. It'll go really well or really badly, but
either or. Yeah. Hawaii's going to be great. I'm looking forward to being on the beaches. I got me Speedo.
Yeah.
I got me Batsman Moist Speedo. They're going to rock on the beach.
How do you go in the sun? Surely
burn.
You burn.
I burn.
This is a pale crew of like Lordy obviously doesn't see a lot of sun. I only see it against my will.
Lordy might actually be a vampire.
Lordy's nearly see-through. He's whiter than me and I'm white.
Oh, mate. There's white, there's me, and then there's producer Lordy.
If we were like a colour pastel.
Look at him cutting between the shots.
Doing your job, are you, mate? Oh. Start doing your job, eh?
I don't like that I can see him cutting between the shots.
A bit late for that, champion.
I think we've got too many dicks on the desk too, because Claire said to me yesterday.
We do have a lot of dicks on the desk.
She said to me, can you move that blue dick? And then I moved this one and she goes, no, the other one.
There was a lot of, there's also this one too.
Oh, and there's the Vagisaurus. She hid that. She doesn't like that.
There is a lot of genitalia on the desk, but all from fans of the show. I'm for it. I think
it's just as much under the desk.
Yeah.
Alani Resort, which would be fucking sick. And then I found a shooting range I'm going to go to really have the American experience and just shoot an AR-15.
In a school?
I'm not sure if you can get school kids on the target posters, but I will find out.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Oh,
realistic.
Fingers crossed, all right. I tell you what, fingers on the floor. You can pick them up and do whatever you want.
Fingers on the trigger.
Finger trigger.
Amazing. How long are you gone for?
Mate, I can't reveal that.
Okay.
11 days.
11 days.
Yeah.
Cool.
But I'm really confused, right?
Because I thought you were already gone.
No, I'm here.
I got the dates wrong completely.
No. Well, you haven't been turning up to film.
I haven't done my job.
You haven't filmed a podcast in like 2 weeks. Yesterday, we're all sitting here ready to go. We had Landon, who's Landon? Langdon? Landon.
Landon.
Landon. I said it right. Langdon. Longdon. Long Don.
What's Lando Calrissian?
Calrissian. He is our new tech genius. Who's off to a rough start.
Not much of a, fucking genius, this bloke.
And he was here all day yesterday setting up. You'll notice there's some lights up there and all that type of stuff. Did a great job.
Oh, I knew Lordy couldn't have tidied that abortion that he used to call a desk up by himself. Well, I knew he must have had
he
help.
Even went to Bunnings and bought new legs for the desk. And I moved this fucking thing around. Oh, it's all happening, ladies and gentlemen.
Did Lordy do anything? Lordy, apart from swipe someone else's credit card at Bunnings?
I did see... No, it was my credit card.
That's what I mean. Someone else's. I know. He didn't fucking pay for
it. I did see him out on my back veranda eating a quarter pounder at one point. I did.
Big day for Lordy. Yeah. Producer Lordy.
Do you know Lordy's a secret smoker?
Yeah, he's not that secret, mate. He was hoovering durries at your wedding. No, he wasn't very... Same as your missus. Just pulverizing them.
No, she was like, she wasn't smoking durries.
One into the other just... Bang.
Fuck.
Bang.
And then on the cigars.
Yeah.
Did I tell you my mum was upset because I didn't talk about her smoking cigars at the wedding?
Why? You didn't talk about it on the podcast?
Yeah, the podcast. She listened to the podcast and she said, you never said that I was smoking the cigars too. She said, I'm cool.
Not great that your mum listens to the podcast, first of all.
I know.
Second of all, not great that she wants to be seen as cool by smoking cigars.
I think she wants her own merch.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
Put her on one of them ones.
Yeah. So I don't really know what to do in Hawaii.
You should do your best to do nothing. I know that's going to be hard for you because you're a go-getter.
Because I'm a psycho.
Yeah, psycho's one word. But yeah, you like to be busy.
I love to be
busy. And it is important to unwind and just get in your Reg Grundies and get drunk.
I like to bust it.
10 o'clock in the morning, have a rum and coke at 10 o'clock in the morning.
With breakfast, why not? I like to bust it until 5 or 6 o'clock and then I'm off for the day.
Once I tools down, you can't get anything out of me. I think it's important. That's what this trip should be for you. This should be tools down for a few days. You can still do things. There's still stuff to see.
We're going to go to Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Probably won't wear this shirt. I'm going to go to-
Probably don't wear that shirt. Definitely don't wear that shirt.
I'm going to go to the Diamond Head. You know the hike? That they were, Americans always talk about heights.
Yeah.
They're just walks. You're just going on a walk. Just an uphill walk.
It's a hike, man.
We're going to go do that. I think we might even hire, you can buy tickets and go on like a journey around the Big Island.
Yeah, nice.
So I thought I might do that. You can go out on sunset cruises and shit. We're just going to do everything. Before we get home, we're married now, so next comes family. We're just going to knuckle down and, if you hear about an earthquake in Hawaii,
it's an earthquake. You should leave.
It was me. Did I tell you I've been fat shamed?
Good. I was going to say you look terrible.
On the topic of Hawaii, fuck off. On the topic of Hawaii, when I come back, I am going on a diet.
To be fair, you've done a fair bit of fat shaming yourself, so it's probably a bit of your own medicine.
Never.
You didn't like it, did you?
I didn't. I'll tell you what happened. Because Claire's been talking.
How many videos have you done?
Like two.
Maybe, hammering fat people.
None. Never done it.
Well, what happened? I want to hear this.
I can't wait to hear this. So, Dixon's been talking up. All right? You pull yourself together,
I'm
man.
Back. I'm back, sorry.
Dixon's been talking up us going to Hawaii and going horse riding at sunset.
Gorgeous. You're too big to ride the horses, aren't you?
I'm too big to ride the horses. I went to the website and said the maximum you can weigh is 240 pounds.
What's that in kilos?
Lordy, can I have my phone back, Lordy? Because I want to Goog this.
That's 110. Use your microphone, James. How many kilos are we talking, Lordy? In what's 240 pounds? 112 kilos, did you say?
110.
108, you fucking lunatic.
108.
No, it must have been less than that because I'm under 100.
I was going to say, you're not $1.08 yet.
No. It was definitely...
That's so funny.
I'll have to double check what it was.
Yeah, but to me, there's a reason jockeys are small. Like, it is only... But the horses are big. It's a big sturdy spine.
Weight restriction's 230, sorry. So it's about 105.
You're flirting with it.
So I did say to Claire...
Because
she was so keen on this, she said, obviously she doesn't, she's like, okay, that's fine. I'm not going to go by myself.
Yeah.
I said, I'm happy. I'm willing to cut weight on the holiday.
Imagine if she did too. Imagine if she was like,
just filthy at me.
That's fine. You should cut. They should have like a weigh-in. Like Rogan Rogan should be there with the horse and you get it on the scales like in your undies.
Okay, what's nude? What's 230? Let's have a look at that. Okay, this is what I have to cut down to get on this fucking this horse.
Pounds into kilos.
104. I could do that.
You could cut.
I could cut to that. I weighed myself today. I was 107.
You could like not eat and drink loads of alcohol, really dehydrate yourself. But
that's the problem. I'm in Hawaii.
Yeah, you're going to be munching.
All I want to do is eat.
You're going to be on the munch.
If I had known this 6 weeks ago, I would have hit that weight easy.
Pokeballs. Just go hard on the like beautiful fresh fish and you'll be right.
Fish is shit.
Yeah, fish sucks.
Fish sucks.
You want fried, battered.
Fish is okay if it's like the frozen fish, yeah. Like in the, on the batter that you get from like the fish. Yeah. What is
like fish fingers.
Yeah,
fuck that's the good kind of fish.
Or the big thick fingers.
Yeah.
Fish fuckers. Fish fuckers.
Fish fatties.
Fish fuckers. Fish flat fuckers. But yeah, man, I was, and so I emailed them and I said, listen, I'm 6'8", I'm 240 pounds.
No need to put your height in there, but go on.
Well, I wanted to make sure they knew I wasn't a fat.
So if just hypothetically, if someone was working at your BMI over there,
yep.
They would know that it's normal because you're tall. I'm 6'8".
I had to say it because otherwise I go, hey, guys, I'm 240 pounds. Could I ride your horse?
This fat retard is going to come over here and bust all our horses up. That's why they said no. These horses cost a lot of money, mate.
I leave and all the horses are looking like camels with a big dint in the middle.
These fat Aussie retards coming over and breaking all our horses.
Well, apparently that's I thought you wanted a horse to be broken in, but apparently not that.
Not
much.
That way. Not that way. That's great.
So I've been fat shamed by the horse people. So if you shout out to people in Hawaii, Aloha and shit. If you do have a big fucking like a what do they call those big horses, the bigs with the hairy foot? I did know this the other day. I said it out loud.
I don't know.
Lordy, what are those big horses with the hairy feet?
Draft horse.
Draft horse. Get me a draft horse.
You need a proper.
Yeah, big fucking stallion.
Yeah, I reckon put this back on the good the bras over in Hawaii. Get some more sturdy horses that can handle a real man.
Like how many men are they turning down? Because there's a lot of dudes. This is 104.
That's not that big.
104 kilos is the cutoff.
Yeah, that's not
that big.
I'm like one good week on the tooth away from 104 kilos. Like
on the tooth.
Eating. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like if I'm not careful, like I can get to 104. Like Christmas time, I flirt with 104.
Oh yeah.
Like I'm walking around at 97, but once the ham comes out at Christmas, 104 is fucking very easy to get to.
The ham's your jam.
Ham, jam, stubbies.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so reading that, learning my fate. That
you
I
look could, rattled.
I was. Because I said to Claire, we're pumped, we're excited, we're going to go and sit on a horse and go through the beautiful sunsets. So I guess now I've got to be a big fat dog and sit on a catamaran or some shit.
Yeah, and imagine if you go to Disney World and they start knocking you back because you're like too tall for the ride. Like you can't, your body starts holding
you back.
I'll
come back a broken man.
You could change, like your angle with your content could change completely.
I'm not going scuba diving either because I've got epilepsy and I don't want to start seizing under the water. That's true as well.
There's going to be a lot of, not a lot of activity. All the activities you just spoke about.
So I'm just going to sit on the beach.
Yeah.
And I can't do that because I'm fucking pale as fuck. I'll burn. Nothing can happen.
You should just take all this shit over and make videos while you're there.
So this is why I make videos all the time. Yeah. I've got nothing else.
Good. It's the only thing you can do.
Mate,
it's all you can do.
104 kilos to fucking.
That's not that big.
No.
For a bloke who's 6'8".
Thank you. Well, I couldn't email and go, mate, I'm 5'2" and I'm 140 kilos.
That is funny that you...
Why can't your horses fucking take me on?
That's great that you put the height in there.
So it's nothing. I've never been held back by my weight other than with women.
And let's not forget looks too.
That does not help.
That's a factor.
Going to Hawaii, not riding horses, but going to have a good time.
It's still going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. So we fly out at 9:45 at night from Australia.
Not
from
tonight,
Sydney.
Is it?
No.
Oh, good.
From tomorrow night. And we basically land there in the middle of the day, the day before.
Yeah. So you go back.
Back in time.
Yeah.
But there's only a 4-hour difference. So I don't think there'll be very much jet lag at all.
You should be fine.
I should be fine. Yeah. I mean, every time I've flown to LA or let's say to England.
Yeah. Well, that's when it gets you.
What I've done every time, and we've been fucked, like tired, but you stay up until it's nighttime, go to bed, wake up fresh.
Yeah.
That's the go.
That's the key.
The worst thing you can do is keep your schedule.
Yeah.
And go to sleep when it's fucking, you wake up at 2 a.m.
I'm very weak-willed. And as soon as I get sleepy, it's nap time.
So
I get cranky and that's worse.
Yes. But you got to get out. You got to get your cortisol levels up. You got to get in the sun. We were lucky when we went to LA. Yeah. We went out and we walked down along fucking
Skid Row.
I wanted to show Claire the real world.
Went and checked out Skid Row. Yeah. It was lovely.
Yeah, it was nice. It's good nice this time of year. It was nice to see the real people of
New
York, LA. Now we walked along what's that fucking big promenade, the big long board
yeah,
walk?
Yeah.
Can anybody fucking
Patreon help us out?
they can't hear us.
No. Fucking Santa Monica.
Santa Monica Boulevard, that's the one. Well done. So we're walking idiots. Along that and it was blaring down sun. And in that moment, we knew that we were going to get through the day and going to be all right. And then we had two huge American pizzas
nice.
That would have weighed at least 2 kilos each. And how's this? Because I am the fattest dog alive.
Yeah.
Claire didn't finish her, so I finished it.
That's what it's about. That's what having a beautiful partner is about. It's about ordering. First of all, it's about conning her and ordering what you want.
Yeah, 100%.
Because you know she's only going to eat at most half of it.
Sometimes then, 3/4 if she's hungry. Sometimes.
Whenever Jesse and I go for Thai, I always steer in the direction.
We had Thai last night. Same thing happened.
I'm a beef musselman man personally with some coconut rice.
Really?
And I also love chicken pad Thai. Now, Jesse likes her like satay, cashew, whatever, but I can always steer her towards a chicken pad Thai.
Hang on. You do not have a satay cashew.
That's exactly. It's already satay chicken. I've tuned out.
Peanut sauce.
I don't even know what it is.
Have you never had peanut sauce?
Yeah, I'm sure it's good, but
it's the best. It's so much better than chicken pad CU.
Chicken pad Thai.
Mm. Chicken pad CU is great. Chicken pad Thai sucks. Pad Thai is an overrated meal.
We're getting digressed. We're digressing. Sorry, that is a stiff beer. I had a long neck on the drive in.
Did you? Yeah. Hang loose, bruh.
Mate, I've had a big week. I've got to take the edge off. But I digress. What I was saying is you got to point the girls in the direction of what you want to eat.
Mm.
Obviously, subtly, and then you finish it.
I think that's an important thing to remember in a relationship.
It's about manipulation.
You want to manipulate them as much as you can. It's about. And that's what it's all about. The great Andrew Tate once said.
Brother AT.
Shout out up there, big fella.
I'm part of the affiliate marketing scheme that he's got going.
Right. When did you join that?
Today. But I'm also here to talk to all our viewers about joining up. If they're interested, use code BLUEY at the sign up. And we'll go from there.
How much do you get? What's the kickback?
Well, it depends how many people sign up, but. Hopefully really? Lots.
So what about if 100 people sign up off your kickback? What do they get? What do you get?
I get a lot. They get fuck all.
Yeah, but then they go and sign other people up and that's how
affiliate marketing works. That's when they start doing it.
It's almost like you build it up and up and up and up, but the big bricks are at the bottom and then there's one dude at the top, like almost like a shape, like a triangle, like building.
Like some kind of big, what did the Egyptians used to build? What are they called?
Sarcophaguses?
No, the big, the brick ones. That the
oh, the Sagittarius.
No, there's a name for it. It's like some kind of like plan, like a crafty plan, like a scheme. It's like a big pointy scheme. What are they called?
No, that doesn't sound right.
Nah.
Apparently he moved to fucking Switzerland or wherever.
Somewhere that doesn't get taxed.
Doesn't get taxed. And be a nice tax haven. And he joked that you get away with raping people heaps more.
Well,
you don't need to move to Romania to get away with raping someone. Just become a politician in Australia, dude.
Yeah, 100%. Or like a professional athlete or someone. I don't know.
That's never happened. Let's talk professional athletes.
Yeah.
Definitely not talking about rape here.
No. We're moving on to this subject for drug use, not rape.
Drug use. Or alleged.
Alleged drug use.
Alleged drug use. I don't think it happened.
I disagree.
So there's two footballers in Australia. We'll call one of them Kalen.
Well, no, that's too obvious. Let's call him KP.
KP. Damn it.
We're all fine. I'm getting another beer. Does anyone want a beer?
Yeah, I'll have another hang loose.
I'm going to move on to the not- fucking two standard drink ones.
Yeah, you got
to
drive in the next 24 hours.
I do. And the seal section could get very ugly.
Okay, you got the beers. Let's talk details.
So
damning details from KP and how do you pronounce Kurt Mann's name? KM or something.
It's K. Yeah, just call him KM. So KM. It's not too obvious who we're talking about.
Toilet ejection emerge. New details surrounding two NRL stars being kicked out of a toilet cubicle have emerged. And it's bad news for one excuse offered up. New details surrounding KP and KM ejection from a toilet cubicle have emerged on Wednesday. A video began circulating of the pair, both showing men being asked to step out of the cubicle. Both walk out fully clothed. That's an interesting...
I mean,
detail.
They're just making sure we know they were doing drugs.
Okay. They were drinks in hand.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a surprise. The security guard can be heard saying as the two men walk out. The 4-second clip is captioned Ponga getting done in the toilet. Sorry, KP getting. Now, the club has denied. Now the club has denied that the pair were in only inside. Now the club has denied the pair were only inside the Hotel Delaney in Newcastle on Saturday night for 25 minutes, according to James Hooper. Delaney, Hotel Delaney, that's where I had my buck show.
Yeah. Hey, I got it corroborated too. You know how we said it was full of dickheads that night?
Yeah.
Like, and I spoke to someone else the other week and they're like, went to a few pubs and they got to the Delaney and they're like, full of fuckwits. And I was like, I know, right? It's a fuckwit magnet.
It is. It is all full of fuckwits. Ponga and Mann reportedly arrived at 10:45 before leaving at 11:10. Kalyn Ponga's KP's father, Andre, told the Daily Telegraph that the Newcastle duo were in the toilet together due to illness.
Yeah.
This is KP's dad. He made an exciting house purchase on Saturday and celebrated with a few drinks with mates. Sick in the toilet. His mate went in to help him. That's the excuse being heavily mocked by everyone.
Yeah.
It's now out the window with the staff at the venue reportedly telling the club they both weren't intoxicated.
No.
The pair were subject to drug testing by the NRL on Tuesday. The NRL have acted on an investigation. Yada, 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 yada.
Yeah,
yada,
so those drug tests don't get made public either. I think with the NRL, they have a three. You know when you've heard in the past about guys getting done for cocaine or for generally just cocaine, actually, or steroids. Mm. But I think the NRL with party drugs have like a three-strike policy. So your first two get kept quiet, so you could fail a drug test because they're getting drug tested all the time after games and stuff. Your first two failed tests get kept in house, and they tell the club, and the club puts you in a fucking rehab program, and you just go get on the bag that weekend.
Yeah,
allegedly. Allegedly.
Definitely not talking about the KP. And
No. Allegedly, what's his name? Who are we talking about again?
We're talking about
Kevin Peterson, the cricketer. You kept saying KP. I'm getting confused.
Oh, sorry, mate. I got my wedding ring.
You should take it off for the podcast.
What, you're going to fuck me?
You take it off for the sealed section.
Rings off. When you're married.
Put the photo of Joe Rogan down.
When you're married, we'll both take our rings off for the sealed section of this podcast.
100%. But yeah, your third strike is the one that they say, okay, this guy's a cokehead now. Yeah. So like Ponga and, I mean, KP and KM will do a drug test now. Those tests will come back.
You know who the real drug addict is at the Newcastle Knights? Croaks.
Yeah, Croaks.
That's what I reckon.
I thought that when we did the podcast the other week. I said, this bloke needs help.
I reckon he's, you know.
This bloke needs help.
You know the black dude in Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, the one that gets blown up?
Yeah, I know who that
is.
Yeah.
That's Croaks.
Croaks needs help.
Mm. Anyway, yeah, so.
I hope he's all right. I hope he gets it.
Mm. So they've been caught in the toilet cubicle by security.
Yep.
So what do you think happens up until this point where security have followed them in? I reckon that they're...
Isaac, I've been in that predicament a few times. I can tell you exactly what fucking happened.
Okay, what's happened?
I'll just light the Dana White prayer candle.
You're all right,
mate? Yeah, the boys have been hitting the bag and security have clocked them.
Do you reckon they were hitting the bag? I don't know.
There is no fucking... Look, let's call a spade, mate.
Yeah.
The boys are hammering chalk.
Which, let's be honest here. These guys are early 20s. Who the fuck doesn't?
Neither of them are playing footy at the moment.
They're off at the moment.
They're earning good money. It's living life. It's not a good look.
Who gives a shit?
I know. Yeah, it's what, like, it's ugly to admit, and people don't like to admit it. But you and I and Lordy probably both know, Lordy's looking panicked, both know a lot of people in our age group more than.
Don't worry about it. All good. This episode's lost. We'll just go off these recordings.
This is down the gurgler.
Just let it go. You got to plug that one in because the battery runs quick.
There's more often than not, use the bag. Use cocaine.
No, I don't believe you.
Why not?
Well, I know personally that everyone who's anyone at all loves the bag.
Yeah.
How many 23-year-olds are out there? And I think these guys are around 23.
Maybe a little older.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Google it. Kurtman would be, KM would be 2 years younger than me, I reckon. He'd be 27, 28. And Pong is probably 25, 26.
Kalyn Ponga is 24.
Yep. And Kurtman will be 27, I reckon. KM.
Poor Kurtman. He's been thrown under the bus. Kurtman's 29.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like, it's what, you, it's a, you know, you don't want to justify it. It's obviously not great.
Fucking justify it. Who cares? These are adults doing this. And if the media are mad at them for being bad role models, don't report on it.
The other thing is too,
let these people have private lives.
These fucking dickheads at Fox, right? I'd love to see what goes on at their Christmas party every year. You reckon every one of those fucking journos aren't up at like at Christmas time?
You know who I reckon's up at?
Bars Rothfield. That old fossil.
He's just dealing out pain meds allegedly to everyone.
He'd be dealing the stuff that's laced with fentanyl and then fucking reporting allegedly on the overdoses. Allegedly.
No, no, no. He wouldn't. That's a joke. He wouldn't be doing that. He's a
though. Yeah, he's a fuckwit.
So
boys, it's boys being boys.
So Kalen Ponga, KP, KM.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
They've been caught in the toilet. Security walks in after and pulls them out. They get in trouble. It goes over social media, right?
That's where it goes wrong.
This is what's great about being a comedian, being a scaffolder, being a podcast host. We get caught in the toilet, everyone comes in with us.
Yeah, boy. I just joked about doing coke before the podcast.
No one cares.
No.
All right?
Funny. It's funny. Ha, 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 ha.
These boys, well, we're drinking now while we do our job. Who gives a shit?
Not me.
And I tell you what, then you look at pub footy, you know, Central, Dudley, that's the pub footy comps, mate. Everyone's on the gear.
Yeah.
Pingers, coke. I saw someone smoke ice on a fucking flame on someone's kitchen grill.
No need to talk about Lordy's dinner parties,
mate. Hey, James Bond, ladies and gentlemen. Say something into the microphone, please.
I like ice.
God, your voice sounds good. So
it's just boys being boys.
Who gives a shit?
Well,
who genuinely cares?
People get their back up because they're earning good money playing sport. And I think part of it's an envy thing. People go like, yeah, you're-
They want to bring him down.
Yeah. It's a tall poppy thing. And like you say, it doesn't matter. And especially because Kurt Mann's injured at the moment. Pong is injured at the moment. Now, Pong is out with head knocks.
Yeah.
So you can make the argument that like, mate, you're still collecting your pay packet every week.
Okay, fair enough.
But you're not playing because you head knocked. You probably, it's not a good look getting done doing chalk while you're on the pitch.
He hasn't been caught doing chalk. Hypothetically speaking, if he was caught doing chalk, are there any studies to suggest that cocaine's bad for head knocks?
I'd say it's not great. What do you reckon?
Well, what are you basing that on? You're not a scientist.
No, but I've had plenty of coke. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, mate.
Well, you know
what? It's the best drug.
It might not be good.
It's the best drug.
It might not be good for head knocks, but it fucking can't help.
It doesn't help.
It can't help.
It's not fixing it, you reckon? You don't reckon that? Don't you think that might be the what's going to fix CTE?
I don't think the doctors are prescribing it. You know, like the smelling salts when they get knocked out?
Yeah.
But it's a bag of chalk to get them back.
I reckon that's a lot of blokes would be brought back.
100%. I'd be bang. Yeah, good stuff.
Anyway. I'll say this in the defense of Kalen.
KP. The Ks.
The Ks, the boys.
The KKKs.
You've done coke. I've done coke.
Lordy's definitely done coke.
Lordy's definitely done coke. Lordy, can you confirm nor deny?
Yes, I have done coke.
It is one of the best drugs. Don't do it, kids.
Best is strong. I'd say a lot of our viewers have done coke.
I reckon some of them are on coke now.
I reckon they're doing coke right now while they listen to this. No better way to enjoy the podcast, in my opinion.
It's a great drug. It's a fun drug. Don't do it.
The devil's dandruff.
Don't do it. The Joel fucking Kane. The Colombian mischief.
The marching powder.
The marching powder.
Yeah, nice. Nice, bro. Can I get? That'd be like really, you know, like an undercover cop. You're like, yeah, bro. Let me get a bag of Colombian mischief, and they're like, you're definitely a cop. You like saddle up next to the, you know, like at Splendor in the Grass, and they're like, "Hey, kids, anyone know where I can get some
Mexican party pants?"
Yo, get out of here, nah. Can I get a bag of Colombian mischief, please?
I'm getting messages from the fucking Patreon people blowing up.
Oh, they're missing a good episode. That's why.
So Ryan Payne says, "Big fella, what's going on with these streams? 1 week no video. The next week no sound." He said, "Do we need to start a GoFundMe for your fucking podcast?"
Mate, start a GoFundMe for a producer who knows what's doing.
Get Lordy into rehab with KM and KP.
Instead of him messaging you, direct him to this man. He can bear the brunt of the angry fans.
Well, he's supposed to be handling all the Patreon stuff, but guess what? He didn't charge his phone, so it's upstairs charging.
This is the most unprofessional. So not only has he fucked the stream up, his phone's flat, so he can't fix it. We've got to come through at the hour mark. We've got to give him something good in the sealed section, because this is dog shit.
In the sealed section, for the Patreon people, we will give you the
best. Will shoot coke up Isaac's ass live on
Didn't the they do section. That on that movie?
Yeah, it was called fucking Last Weekend.
Right, Dad. Yeah. No, what's the fucking Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah,
great 100%. Show. Great show. When I saw him blow coke up our ass, I was like, cool.
Sounds yeah, like a I've good time. That. I've seen that happen.
In real life?
Fuck shows, yeah. Fuck yeah. Not yours. Oh, no. That's what I wanted to happen at yours. That's where I was trying to get yours to, man.
Not at mine. What are you going to do at your buck show when you get married to the lovely Jessie?
Coke.
That does exist.
Up asses, everyone.
Do you reckon
just- No, I have had this thought, this discussion before. I am planning, well, it's obviously all good in theory, but I'd like to give everyone 12 months notice and say, this is when I'm going, so maybe four nights. I want to do Vegas, but I want to tell, because it's not, obviously not everyone's going to be able to do it, but I only plan on having one buck show, as most people do. But I've sort of thought, I'll say, boys, it's going to be this date. You've got 12 months to save and get the time off work and obviously fucking get some brownie points up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd like to do it big. I'd like to say maybe do three nights or two nights, two's probably enough. And then maybe a couple in like Mexico to, like, just chill or do more fucking
Coke.
Or probably not chill too much.
One of Louis' Coke trips.
Yes. Let's go relax in Mexico.
With the Mexican naughtiness.
With the cartels, with the Mexican naughty powder. But yeah, I'd like to give everyone a heap of notice and just be like, look, boys, whoever can cut, just tell everyone, because you're probably realistically going to get fucking six tops, whatever. But then it's a good excuse to not invite people too. Yeah. Like, oh, I can't come. You're like, oh, you won't invite anyway. But
you'd know which mates would make it happen.
Yeah.
And you know which wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, you think about my buck show. I know Jark would come.
Yeah.
Taylor would come.
They'd go to the ends of the earth for you.
Yeah. And they're the people.
Yeah. Well, that's what you want, isn't it?
I don't know if Dixon would be down for me going to fucking
That's why I give you 12 months to work on it.
Don't
get
me wrong. She wouldn't say no.
No.
She would never say no because, you know, we've got a very good relationship. But she would look at me and go.
She'd go. Let's talk about it.
She'd be like, you sure you should go to fucking Las Vegas with Bluey?
But that's why you get 12 months to just chip away and turn that no into a maybe not.
Fucking if you have to.
What do they say? If 100 no's and a yes is still a yes.
Yeah, that's my dating career.
Yeah, so one of my mates used to do, he was talking about chatting up birds. He would say 100 no's and a yes is still a yes.
That's like, it's true.
That's not great.
It's true.
I mean, it's great.
I heard someone say that you shouldn't continually ask for sex if you're in a new relationship or you've just met a girl or you're talking to them. But isn't that what all dudes do?
I mean, yeah, we're sickos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's what you do. You just go.
Especially in a new relationship.
Are you up for that? Are you up for that?
Yeah.
No, no. Then you might ask them another time, like a day later. Yeah. You up for it?
Just wear them down.
Eventually they have to say yes, right?
Resistance beats resistance.
Spoken like a true rapist. Now, well, before I get onto the next topic, I want to just say, so KP's. And I really like Kalen.
Yeah, I've never met him, but he seems like.
He's a very, very nice
seems
guy.
Like he likes a good time.
And I sent him a message during the week. And I said to him, I won't reveal the whole message.
Would you like to break your silence on the Cancel Me Now podcast?
No, I just said, mate, don't worry about it. This will all blow over in 2 weeks.
Hey, mate, you know where I can get bags.
I just said a little blow over. Don't worry about
this
it.
This is nothing compared to, yeah.
But the KP's dad come out and said, oh, no.
That doesn't help.
The boys were in there. Dad, keep it down.
Dad. Stay out of this one, Dad.
The boys were in there and one of them was sick. K KP had bought a house and he was partying and he was sick and his friend came in to help him.
I'm interested to know. That's one of two things has happened, man. Either that's dad just being like, I got you, mate. I'm getting on the front foot here. Which is like,
or do you reckon that's what Kalen said to him?
Well, KP said to him. Or the other thing. He's like, he's gone, what the fuck's going on here, boy?
Yeah.
And he's going, Dad, you know me. I can't drink. I'm not much of a partier. I had a couple of mid drinks, got a bit sick.
Yeah.
And Kurt, because he's the KP,
the man. No, KM, the man.
Because he's a legend. He's come and look ends. After me.
That's how much of a man he is.
He come and look after me. And then the security thought we were up to no good.
We were just taking a time out, having
and
a breather.
I was having a water and a breather with Kurt while we were chatting about
claustrophobic.
And anyway, so security's got, and he's like, all right.
My boy.
I believe you. I knew you weren't doing that shit,
my
son.
Boy. He's on $1.2 million a year.
I know you wouldn't jeopardize. You wouldn't.
What 24-year-old on $1.2 million a year does coke?
And
no one.
And the other thing that someone brought to my attention through the week in the comment section of the Daily Blue was that what.
Spicy shout out. Come check it out.
What bloke in his mid-20s who's on 1.2 is sharing bags.
Yeah.
Get your own and shout the boys.
No, I. What would be happening, and this is definitely not what happened, but he would be shouting the boys.
Yeah, but
he's that type of guy.
He would.
He'd shout the
but
boys.
But he wouldn't.
But he wouldn't.
Because he didn't.
He didn't.
Because he didn't.
But his dad coming out and saying that.
That's not helping, Dad.
Can you think of any mates that you have that if you were spewing up in a toilet block that they would come in and shut the door with you?
No. They'd
none.
Call me a fucking cat.
Yeah. Stop being gay.
Yeah. yeah, no. Yeah, no. The only reason anyone's following me in the toilet is to do chore.
100%.
That's a fact.
They should have like a nice bit of toilet, like a cell, a cubicle,
yeah,
just for chalk.
There's a well known establishment in our fair city of Newcastle that got a big renovation recently. It's the Prince of Wales.
Okay, yeah.
But when it got renoed, probably just before COVID, one of the toilets, there's like a toilet that's like just for like, it's a one toilet and a door that locks. And it had this random shelf that was about fucking 400 mil by 200 mil. The only thing that shelf could have been for was doing chalk. Like it was just one.
I remember.
It was just one flat bit of timber.
I remember, yeah.
By itself. And it was perfect. Like the only thing that could have been there for was to do drugs.
What about
it was
soap? Hilarious. Was it for soap?
No, because there wasn't a fucking dispenser within Cooey.
hang on, you're getting serious. Between Cooey.
And this is coming from a bloke who doesn't look for soap. I never wash my hands.
Please wash your fucking hands. Please.
I'm not interested in soap, mate.
With this bad attitude. Yeah. So let the boys snort.
Play on.
Who gives a fuck?
Who cares?
There's more to worry about. They're young blokes. All right. They're having a good time. And to continue in this good week for rugby league, Brett Finch was in the news.
Oh, we shouldn't talk about this. Poor, he's a
sick. Not he's poor, sick. No, not he's poor
sick.
Old.
He's very
you
sick.
Fucking defender of the pedos.
Pedophile sympathiser. No, he's sick.
Did you read what he said?
No, and I. No.
There's a guy called Brett Finch, and he's basically been charged with. I don't know if he's charged with pedophilia, but he's definitely.
No, he's. It'd be sharing material.
Yeah, child abuse material. Yeah. He was saying how he wants to fuck. Like young rugby boys.
Yeah. It sucks. This sucks.
And I thought
this
it was
sucks, bro.
Well, I thought it was interesting to see you go out and defend him. I thought that was I thought that was off.
I just know where he's coming from. No, this is that's it honestly sucks. Because he's from here. And he was somebody and his life's just fucked. Like and apparently there's
I feel sorry for him too. You're right.
Free Finchie.
Free Finch lives matters.
Free Finchy. Yo, free Finchy. Free my boy Finchy. Nah, it sucks. It's horrible, it's sad, bro. It's sad.
It's horrible that this bloke has been running around for such a long time. And, you know, to say the things that he said and knowing that he's around people's families and all this shit.
It's scary.
And the rugby boy thing.
Yeah.
That was weird. He said that he was into rugby, like young rugby, 12-year-old, whatever he said.
It's bad. It's really, really bad.
And when I remember.
Makes what KP and KM did fucking not look so bad by comparison. Right? I bet you wish the boys were doing chalk instead of fucking that.
Chalk it up.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Maybe you should have done more chalk.
Yeah. No, I think that was the problem. I think
too much chalk.
Yeah, I think
he's always been a bit of a loose unit.
Yeah. That sort of comes back to the thing with like the Knights in particular, but like footy in general, there's a sort of a culture of like blokes can just be lunatics And if you're still playing good footy, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There's
one that I think you might be alluding to.
Well, the king of Newcastle.
The GOAT.
Andrew Johns.
The greatest of all time.
This is my thing. It's like they can't wonder. They surely must know. But like this bloke carried the Knights for a decade. The best.
Particularly after old TB retired in 2000.
Your old man. There was a lot of weight to bear, but Joey did it.
He did.
And he carried
He was
that,
a gun.
He carried that. He's arguably the best half. I think there's better halfbacks, but he's...
Who?
I think Kronk...
You're off your head.
I think Kronk's better, off and I think Thurston's probably better.
Thurston?
Yeah. Thurston!
Thurston!
Anyway, this isn't a footy podcast.
Anyway, yeah.
This isn't a footy podcast, but...
Too much coke.
This is a drugs podcast.
Yeah.
And if we're talking drugs, we're talking to Andrew Johns.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But he carried that footy club for a decade, and also... by all reports, was an A-grade fucking lunatic. As in, like, as loose as they come. But no one gave a fuck. Like, every bouncer turned a blind eye. No one cared. None of the coaches cared because he was winning them footy games. So you can't...
He was loved, man.
Beloved. He's like, there's no one bigger. Like, if you're not from Newcastle, like, this bloke was... He was Tom Brady. He was Roger Federer. He was, like... It's as big as it gets, yeah. Like, in terms of Australian sport. So I can understand why... KP and KM and the boys think that they can go out and get on it. It doesn't matter. And the difference is they're not playing good footy. But I can understand.
Even if they were.
I can still understand.
Look at the Storm last year with
Munster.
Munster and Cheese.
Like if you're winning and like.
But these are the similar dudes. They're a bit of a loose unit. They're having a good time. They're having fun. Yeah. Like, why the fuck would you eat?
You can see the way they play their footy. They're risk takers. Like, they don't get
good athletes unless they're a bit of a fucking lunatic.
Yeah, you can't. Like, they're going to throw a flick pass or run it. These blokes are paid to run as fast as they can into other blokes. Like, there's going to be an element of their psyche that makes them do loose shit. Word.
There is no way that you can expect, like, the best out of someone in a game of footy or whatever sport, and then like be cranky because they're a bit of a loose unit.
The ones that do are the anomalies, like your Cooper Cronks and your Cam Smiths. Like they're far more uncommon. The blokes who can do that sport and then sort of rein it in and just be really straight laced. There's far fewer of them than there are the A grade lunatics.
Yeah. But. And I think that you look at sports like the UFC.
Yeah,
you can't. Expect, and I think, you know, speaking for one of my best mates, Dana White, you can't reach that. Don't reach it. Oh, here we go.
Name dropper.
Dana, I've met him once. I think he's sick of me. I do have his candle burning at the moment.
Yeah, I'm not sick of him.
I'm not sick of him. No way. But I think they give a little with those athletes because they know that these are in there fighting. Like, we've got a Knights poster here. And for those of you who don't know rugby league, the Knights in the 90s were like the kings of the working class.
Yeah.
The blokes, the men's men, yeah. Right? They loved getting on the piss. And, like, you know, I know for example that, you know, we can't – maybe Joey, we can't say that, you know, he definitely did this. I know the coppers brought my old man home.
Yeah.
A home on several occasions. Yeah. And they loved him and they just dropped him home.
Yeah.
They were like, it was just like, come on, Butts, we'll give you a lift. Like, how good's that?
Yeah. Different era.
Oh, God.
Camera phones.
Yeah, that's what gets you.
Camera phones.
But they have to do media training and all these sports and all that type of shit just to – you. And this is what I've always argued with. I said it with Denenkamp bloke at a bar. I said it with Croaks, the drug kingpin. I said, you know, if only we could have characters.
Yeah.
And now we can't have it. Like David Clemmer, who plays for the Knights, the one of the trainers came on and tried to get him off the field to go and sit on the bench, and he blew up at the trainer.
Told
him to fuck off. And then it's in the newspapers. Everyone's freaking out.
And they stood him down for a game.
Fuck, that's fucking soft as.
Yeah. It's just they want characters.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, you're a fighter. Oh, no. But yeah, no, it's annoying. They want characters, and then when they get one,
they freak like, out. Too they much. Panic. Oh, my God.
You know, the Simpsons when they're like, too much, take it back. Like, it's annoying.
Yeah, no, I just think they need more Finchies.
Yeah, that's what the game.
Yeah, that'll inspire the kids. So, mate.
That's awful.
I wanted to, on today's podcast, answer a few questions because I want to know what I can do and what you can do, what Lordy can do.
I fucking got a fair idea what Lordy can do.
I have fixed the audio.
Hey. You fixed the audio? What was wrong?
Only fucking 45 minutes too late.
Do you want me to-
Are we live on Patreon right now?
No, I'll have to do your-
Yeah, bring the laptop over. I'll log
Should
in.
We go live on-
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
What? I'll come to you, baby.
I've got a few ideas what Lordy can do. One, get off the pipe. It's ruining your life, and more importantly, it's fucking this podcast up.
This podcast used to be a thing of saints.
Oh, okay. So we've got, I'm going to go through some of the comments from people.
So obviously, as you can imagine, the good people of Patreon are pretty fucking pissed off.
Pay big money. Some of them pay $2 a month.
They're still separating with their hard earned for this fucking shit show.
On Patreon, if you didn't know, you get this live.
Well, some weeks you do.
Allegedly.
Some weeks you do. It's like the boys in the toilets. Allegedly, you're going to get this
something
live.
Something happens.
Will we do it? Will we not?
You
we
also don't know. Get the sealed section, which we're about to get into later on, but that is basically where we say, what if we want? It's not going to be on YouTube, so it's fine. But there was some quality comments from when the no sound went on.
And can I just say, sincere apologies to the good people of Patreon, because we've just hit 1 million audio downloads for this podcast, by the way.
On Spotify.
Just on Spotify. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much.
But the people of Patreon, because you pay for this and we're fucking it up.
And I would like to say this. I've had a few people asking me, hang on, why don't you – and that's individual downloads.
Yeah, that's sick.
Not people doubling up.
That's huge.
Someone said to me, why don't you have a Spotify original podcast? And I followed that up.
I can imagine there's a few reasons why stuff we just touched on earlier about pedophiles and cocaine.
Well, this is actually a perfect podcast to explain this because I followed it up and apparently we get a very similar amount of downloads to two other blokes. Let's call them the Spired's boys.
You're talking about Joe Rogan and his producer Jamie, those two?
Maybe.
Similar numbers to them?
The two blokes, two comedy blokes here in Australia, we get very similar downloads. And I've been told from a reliable source that we get similar downloads and they get paid $1 million. They got a $1 million contract over 2 years. 500K. Now, a year, 250 each. Minus, you know.
Producers, tax,
all that
probably
shit.
Probably works out about fucking 40 bucks an episode or something.
Possibly. Now, so why wouldn't I follow that up? Number one, I'm not as marketable as them, so I don't think I'd get anywhere near that.
Just you, but you got a couple of fucking dog turds hanging off here too.
Yeah, we've got a couple of giblets.
There's a couple of giblets in this room. What is it? Dags, I believe is the term in New Zealand when a sheep's ass gets covered in shit.
It may be.
And there's those dried bits of shit.
Dangleberries.
There's a couple of dangleberries
hanging off
you, mate.
But also what I was told from the guy who I was talking to, and we could have approached Spotify, but he said to me, mate, you would have to run everything going to talk about on the podcast by them. You would have to edit things out. You would have to edit yourself, basically. You'd have to censor yourself and you wouldn't be allowed to talk about certain things. Because we're not, you know, I know a lot of people say, well, Joe Rogan's on Spotify. We're not Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
So.
And Rogan, I believe, is censoring himself to a degree.
Well, after the whole, the COVID shit that he got in trouble for.
Even simple things like. It annoys me when he's like, oh, the club's opening up. I'll tell you about it later. I'm like, no, dickhead. I listen to you because I want to hear everything. Tell me about the fucking club. Just things like that.
I wouldn't tell you.
No, but you
I'm a businessman.
You and Rogan. Women.
What you just said then, and women, we'd have to cut that out.
Yeah.
So is this worth us doing? Is it fun for us to do?
First of all, not fun. Not what this podcast is about. And thirdly, most importantly, I don't think you and I are capable of it. As in like-
I'm not a-
well, It's not what you do.
What I've always said, I'm not a clean comic. I can't write clean jokes. I'm not interested in clean jokes. I don't find them funny.
And also like, what's the point?
What's the point?
Like if I can't, like, I know like we were joking before, but if I can't sit here and go like, yeah, I was fucking hammering coke and blah, blah, blah. Like, what's the point? I believe that's why people listen to us.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
And so basically the way we fund this podcast is through Patreon. So thank you very much for the people who joined there. There's 1,000 people that joined for $1 a month and then that sold out.
We've got to bump that up. Can we get a few more available of that?
Well, there is now people on the $2 a month and they are selling out as well. So get in early. Get in at the base level. It's like buying shares. You're basically buying in on what you enjoy listening to.
Like
so
one of those pointy building.
What are they called? A Sphinx, I think.
What do they call it? A pointy plan.
Pointy plan.
Like the pyramid plan.
Oh.
Like a scheme. Yeah, like the pointy house scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They call me Andrew Tate of the comedy industry.
Anyway. We love your Patreon. You guys rule.
So, well, before we say that, let's read the comments.
I want to hear, because you've been getting baseball batted in the comments, rightly so, because we didn't deliver.
I have been checking my phone quite a bit through this podcast because I keep getting notifications from Patreon, people saying, this is from Robert Beanham, the old-
Shit surname. Beanham.
Oh, Beanie, baby. He said, no audio. That's all he said.
Beanham.
Amy Tomalunovic said, no sound. And then a bloke called Isaac Butterfield said, no Audi, Lordy, you fuck. No Audi, Lordy. No audio, Lordy, you fuck.
Old fucking James Audi.
Stemler Music said, get a Sandy on the crew. And then Robert Beanham came back in.
Beanham's back for seconds.
He said, he sold the audio mixer for a bag of crack.
Old Beanham, he's got two foods for surnames.
Shane H probably had a busy afternoon because he said, do we stick around for take two or is this audio unsolvable this evening? No. Jake said, get Lordy to guard, get up the dog. Annie Droid said, you just can't get the staff. I hope you're not paying him.
Don't worry, we're not.
Geordie Hitchie said, live stream not happening anymore. Shane Parry said, 7 minutes. I don't know what that means. I don't know if he's going to fucking let off a bomb or something.
Yeah, that's ominous. We got a suicide bomber.
Geordie Hitchie said, please tell me you've delayed it or after dinner or something. Jake said, fuck you, Lordy.
Are they getting this now?
Yeah, live now on Patreon.
Guys, we're so sorry. This wrath was justified. Especially you, Beanham.
I do this for you, Beanham.
I'm fucking Beanham soup.
Beanham. Oi, Bean, get over here and jump on my ham. Ryan Payne said, big fella, what's going on with the streams? 1 week no video, next week no sound.
He's right, we are.
Do we need to start a GoFundMe for new gear or a new producer?
We are very inconsistent and unprofessional.
Oh, how about this? Geordie Hitchie jumps in saying, yeah, it's odd, but it is what it is. Unfortunately, man, I love the live streams too.
That's a great approach, but also we should be better.
Oh, it gets a bit nasty here. Jacob Good. Wicks Palm says, listen here.
Did he really?
We Patreon pay top dollar for this shit every week. My kids don't eat because of you and the $2 bucks a month. You bleed me dry every month. I suggest you pull up your socks, down your on your what? I suggest you pull up your socks, bite down on your gum shield, and fix up your fucking audio. Cheers, Derek's.
It's funny because it's true. Like, that's funny. But he's also right. We should bite in a gum shield. That's great.
What's a gum shield?
It's a mouth guard. Bite down your mouth guard.
Who the fuck calls it a gum shield?
Fucking some loser on Patreon.
And you know what? Because I love these Patreon people, the rest of this podcast is just for them. So fuck the lot of you freeloading. We're leaving this podcast and we're going straight to the sealed section. If you want to listen to it, head over to Patreon. It'll cost you $2 a month. That's 50 cents a fucking week, you fucking tight dog.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.